Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Saying Yes by Faith, was written by Karen Huang. When asked if I'd accept a new responsibility at work, I wanted to say no. I thought of the challenges and felt inadequate to handle them. But as I prayed and sought guidance from the Bible and other believers, I realized God was calling me to say yes. Through the scriptures, I was also reassured of His help. So I accepted the task, but still with some dread. I see myself in the Israelites and the 10 spies who recoiled from occupying Canaan in the book of Numbers. They too saw the difficulties, wondering how they could defeat the powerful people in the land and subdue their fortified cities. We seemed like grasshoppers, the spies said, and the Israelites grumbled, Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Only Caleb and Joshua remembered that God had already promised He'd give Canaan to His people. They drew confidence from His promise, seeing the difficulties ahead in the light of God's presence and help. They'd face the difficulties with His power, protection, and resources, not their own. The task God gave me wasn't easy, but He helped me through it. While we won't always be spared difficulties in His assignments, we can, like Caleb and Joshua, face them knowing the Lord is with us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Numbers chapter 13, verse 27, through chapter 14, verse 9. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the men who had gone up with him said, We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak, come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. That night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness! Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, He will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to remember your promises and draw confidence from your presence, just as Caleb and Joshua did. Strengthen us to face our tasks with your power, protection, and resources rather than our own. Even in difficulties, may we always know that you are with us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.